In a press release dated May 29th, Virginia State Police announced Virginia experienced its fewest number of traffic deaths during the 2018 Memorial Day weekend, the lowest within at least the past 5 years. Preliminary reports indicate 6 traffic deaths occurred on Virginia highways during this year's statistical counting period, which began at 12:01 a.m. Friday, May 25th, and concluded at midnight Monday, May 28th. Virginia State Police Superintendent Colonel Gary T. Settle said, quote, "This decrease in the Memorial Day weekend traffic fatalities and the slowing of traffic deaths for 2018 are both proof that we can save lives on Virginia's highways by working together. The Virginia State Police, in collaboration with our local police and sheriff's offices, will continue our stepped-up education and enforcement efforts as we head into the busy summer travel months. We simply ask for Virginians to do their part by always buckling up, complying with speed limits, driving distraction-free, and never driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs." End quote. This year's 6 holiday fatal crashes occurred in the city of Newport News and the counties of Chesterfield, Grayson, Nelson, Pittsylvania, and Rockbridge. The Newport News crash claimed the life of an adult male operating a dirt bike on Warwick Boulevard. Of the remaining 5 fatal crashes, 4 involved individuals who were not wearing seatbelts. 3 of those unsecured individuals were ejected when the vehicle they were riding in overturned as it crashed. During the 2018 Memorial Day weekend, the Virginia State Police once again participated in the Operation Crash Awareness and Reduction Effort, or CARE. Operation CARE is a state-sponsored national program intended to reduce crashes, fatalities, and injuries due to impaired driving, speed, and failing to wear a seatbelt. As a result of troopers' increased presence on the highways during the heavily traveled holiday weekend, 99 impaired drivers were arrested and charged with DUI. In addition, state troopers cited 8,004 speeders and 2,360 reckless drivers. State police also cited 1,038 occupant restraint violations, with 210 of those issued to adults for failing to safely secure a juvenile passenger in a child safety seat, booster seat, or seat belt. Funds generated from summonses issued by Virginia State Police go directly to court fees and the state's literary fund, which benefits public school construction, technology funding, and teacher retirement. The Virginia State Police is continuing its enforcement efforts related to the ongoing Click It or Ticket campaign. The 2-week concentrated education and enforcement initiative began May 21, 2018, and runs through Sunday, June 3, 2018. Of the 843 total traffic deaths in 2017 throughout Virginia, 351 were unrestrained.
For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.